Welcome to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast, where SearchHealthIT.com editors interview leading experts on IT strategies for healthcare leaders.
Hi, I'm Don Fluckinger, live at the Health Data Palooza Conference in Washington, D.C. I've sat down here with John Moore, managing partner of Chilmark Research, and today he is releasing his company's mobile health report, and so he agreed to sit down and talk with us about some trends happening in that market space. Thanks for joining us today, John.
Thanks for having me, Don.
So, we know that stage two of meaningful use is going to require some form of patient engagement. Obviously, it's a proposed rule, and the final rule, who knows what it's going to say, but we do know that there is going to be a patient engagement piece. How is that going to affect the mHealth market?
Well, I honestly don't think it's going to impact the market that much when you look at mHealth for mobile health applications. What really is driving the market, the report is mHealth adoption for patient engagement. And what we wanted to do was really look at how healthcare organizations were looking at the adoption of mHealth applications and services to provide those to their patients slash customers, consumers. And what we found was that what's really driving it today is a desire to drive customer loyalty or patient loyalty to the organization by making it easier for the patient to interact with that healthcare institution. And so they're really looking, it's more of a marketing play as much as anything.
Interesting.
And not necessarily meeting meaningful use, but meeting the requirements of establishing a loyal customer base, a loyal patient base that comes back and refers other potentially patients to that organization.
Now, getting away from meaningful use, but on the other side of mHealth, which is sort of the device space, what's your opinion the FDA might get into regulating some of these mHealth device connections? Do you think that's going to sort of stifle innovation? That's what we hear. You know, as a reporter, I get this all the time. The anti-regulatory people are like, oh, the FDA regulating this will stifle innovation. What's your take on that?
Well, it's always a risk. It's always a risk as to how heavy-handed will the FDA be with regards to regulating mobile health applications and or the devices that connect to them. I think to date, I've been fairly impressed with the FDA in that they've taken a very cautious and judicious view towards mobile health apps, providing some oversight but not being too heavy-handed. It remains to be seen as to what they'll do in the future, but I think at least to date they've been fairly cautious with regulating the mobile health app space. I think they're right in using and providing some sort of regulatory structure around those mobile health apps that may be using data coming from directly from an already certified or approved FDA device, say for imaging and diagnostics.
Well, so your report comes out today on mobile health. What other major findings or interesting things are contained within?
Okay, well, what we want to do is understand what is the landscape of mobile health apps that would be used in the context of patient engagement. And one of the things we found was we actually mapped out a bunch of applications. We did basically a market landscape overview. And we found that the majority of apps that do have traction in the market today are really reference apps. And that can be either on the clinician side or on the patient side. And that's basically providing health content, information about a diagnosis or a prescription or a medication, things of that ilk. Applications that are used in the context of providing care and care provisioning, very small nascent market with very small companies. And surprisingly, we found, or maybe not too surprisingly, we did not find any broad rollouts of applications by any healthcare institution to do care provisioning. There's a lot of pilots, there's a lot of different little reports coming out saying, showing the efficacy or potential efficacy of these applications, but there are no broad rollouts anywhere in the market today. And what we found instead was that the provider organizations, from the largest to the smallest, if they're doing anything in mHealth, it's for patient engagement. It's first around the marketing side of things, mm-hmm. and that is providing them access to their records through a mobile PHR type portal, maybe some appointment scheduling capabilities, prescription refill capabilities, and maybe some online bill pay via a mobile application or a mobile phone. And that's about it right now. That's about it. We don't see the market really developing for this care provisioning side of things and helping people manage, say, a chronic disease with a mobile application. We really don't see that happening until we move to solidifying these new reimbursement models and bundled care models under ACO and PCMH.
So you think the lack of broad rollouts of these care provisioning apps is because the payment model is sort of still being decided and not necessarily, it's just a very young market and today's pilots are tomorrow's broad implementations?
Yeah, basically that. If the companies survive, these companies are doing the pilots today, have patient investors that can wait 2 to 3, possibly even as much as 4 years before this market really takes off. So despite all the hype that you hear, it's really a market that hasn't moved that much yet. A lot of talk about it, but when you actually look at what people are adopting, it's not happening yet.
Well, one more quick question, because whenever you talk about mHealth, you have to bring up the iPad. And how does the iPad figure into mHealth? What do you see?
Well, I think the iPad will continue to charge ahead with regards to adoption, because it's just probably any sort of tablet-type computer, touchscreen computer, because it has a really an ideal form factor. When we released in a report we did in November 2010 on mobile health in the enterprise, we predicted that we would probably hit saturation for iPad adoption by physicians by around 2015. And based on our most recent surveys of the market, that's on track. We do think that will hit saturation by that time. And with regards to patients, I think you'll see the iPad being used more in the context of content and patient education as well as patient registration. I do not see the iPad being used readily for care provisioning, per se, because it's not mobile enough. It's not in your pocket. Mm-hmm. But getting back to that mobile health for patient engagement, one of the things we did find when we did this study, we actually did a forecast, and looking at the move towards bundled payments, new alternative care, quality care type contracts, ACOs, where we have a more capitated model, these providers are going to need to put more responsibility on the patient to do more self-management of their condition. And we really think that's going to be a major impetus to growth of this market. And we had it hitting over $1 billion by 2017.
Well, this is all exciting stuff, and I really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you for having me, Don. Appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to the SearchHealthIT.com podcast. For more information and resources about healthcare technology and electronic health records, please visit searchhealthit.com. Thank you.